This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Whaletown Community Club is hosting a live music event on August 13th at the Gorge Hall. This is an all-ages event featuring the Beach Crashers and Little Farmer. I met up with the Beach Crashers to find out about their upcoming performance on Cortez Island. Hello, Beach Crashers.
Hi, Lonnie.
Hello, it's nice to meet you both. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, I'm Davis Steele.
I'm Maxime Paquette.
And you are both in Beach Crashers?
Yeah, we're missing Paya and Cam.
It's awesome to get to speak with you both. We're excited to have you on Cortez. So I just wanted to start by breaking the ice and asking you both what your favorite instrument is.
Ooh, I like drums, but only when Max is playing them. That's my favorite.
I like the egg shaker. I think that's the best.
And how long have the Beach Crashers been together?
I think it's like pretty much right on a year. Actually, Paya shared like a Facebook post a couple days ago of us going to Tofino, and we formed by accident in a road construction block. And yeah, that was like a year ago today.
Awesome.
Or not today, but a couple days ago.
Okay. Yeah. So going on a year.
And kind of got stuck in a construction going towards surfing all together. We were jamming together before, but then we just brought all our instrument, and it was a long roadblock towards Tofino, and we just got our instrument out and started jamming and realized after a few hours that there was a bunch of people there.
Are you guys currently on tour right now?
We are going to do a little mini tour, and that's what the Cortez show will be a part of. But we're playing sporadically throughout the summer, so you could call it a tour, but it's like a show this week and then a show that week and then a couple shows on a weekend.
Where will you be visiting on this mini tour that includes Cortez?
We've got Powell River, which we're starting at. We're doing a music festival here, Powtown Shakedown.
We did Savory Island.
And we're doing Cumberland, which is exciting. We've never been to Cumberland before as a band. And then Cortez. And we've never been to Cortez before as a band. So that's exciting too. Cam's played there before as Little Farmer. And he's going to play as well as Little Farmer. So yeah, they're all exciting shows for different reasons.
Okay, great. And can you tell us a little bit about your band and how you see yourselves?
You want to take this one?
I think we really enjoy having a crowd to play for. I think we really enjoy dancing tunes. We go on like obscure pop music that people don't really know about to pop music that everybody knows about. I don't know, some Daft Punk or Dancing in the Moonlight, things like that, that we merge into other songs. We had like long sets that at some point we just took what was the best out of it was the most dancing, because that was pretty much what the people wanted to when we were, it depends, like in a bar we could play other things that people is fine to keep talking, but now our sets are pretty much designed for the dance floors. Yeah, and we like pop music. We like we don't like cheesy music, but we like dancing tunes for sure.
Yeah, we don't like cheesy music, but we all have a different definition of what cheesy is. So it's conflicting sometimes.
Yeah,
interesting.
When we started, we were the concept was actually it was just like a jam night, and so people would bring all these songs to the beach. We pretty much had one beach we went to, but then we started moving around, and that's how we built our set list in the beginning. Was like everyone, maybe 20 or so musicians, would come like on different nights, and it was this little community. And then eventually we had 20 or 30 songs that just kind of the people that came to the jams like, and then we narrowed it down. And then since we made the band, we've been adding songs and writing music too. So
nice. So you guys have some original songs that you'll also be sharing with us?
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah.
Have any of you been to Cortez?
Yeah, I've been passing through Cortez. I had a friend on Lena's farm. I ended up there by accident looking for a rave that didn't exist there. But anyway, no, I stayed around the island a little bit. Yeah, my wife told me a lot about the island. She stayed there for a long time. Yeah.
I've never been to Cortez. This will be my first time.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
Yeah. I know the lake is warm and nice. Yeah.
Are you guys staying for the whole weekend?
We're aiming. Well, we're traveling. It's kind of a fun travel. We have a big green 38-foot bus that we're fitting the family in because I got plenty of kids and Cam's got his kids too. And we're planning to crash somewhere on Cortez and then go to the Love Fest the next day. Yeah.
Do you guys have a website?
We don't have a formal website, but we have Facebook, Instagram, YouTube.
Do you have any other recommendations for how people can prepare for your show?
Leave their shoes at home is a good one. Or leave their shoes at the door. It's very barefoot friendly. Listen to old dance tunes. Get yourself pumped up. Oldies.
The doors open at 7, right?
Yeah.
We're at Gorge Hall, which we're pretty excited to see.
We're going to start the music at 8, sliding scale, $10 to $20.
And it's an all ages event, right?
All ages.
We decided to rent halls for the little door so we could have our family coming in and the kids. It's pretty fun. Our lead singer is Paya. So we all share the mic. We trade spots a lot. So Cam is going to be on the bass, going to be on the keyboard. He's going to sing. So that's one fun part of the show too. I have a song in French. We have our originals that are, some are weird and fun and some are pretty dense. Yeah. We're going to try to, I don't know, bring a nice visual background too with us. One more thing, we're going to bring some nice merch, fun merch. We do go thrift. And Davis is pretty good at making our stickers and he's doing all the major stuff and our logos. And so we've been shopping thrift stores and putting patches on stuff. You'll see, we'll have nice jackets, crash a patch on them. And yeah. Yeah, we love colorful pants and stuff like that. We're funny about our fashion. I think in general, we're having a lot of fun there. People can tell.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.